Welcome to the JD Cymru North podcast with me, Mark Webber. Prestatyn still pounding opposition nets, yet they beat Conwy 7-1 and Conwy is still in fourth. Tight as a tin of sardines it is at the top four, and the good news is everybody else is off the mark. At least one point in the bag for everyone as we head into this weekend of action. Now, I'm on my own this week. Dean Jones is on his holiday somewhere in his executive flat that newspaper people can afford in the Bahamas or the Barbados or something like that. So, it's just me, you, and the people that matter, the managers and players. Coming up in a minute, comment from Rill. But let's focus on Llan Rhyadr and Mochnant. What a season start they're having. A 1-1 midweek draw with Colwyn Bay, but going back to the weekend, it was a 2-1 victory. They're digging up trees at the Theatre of Trees, and here's the man with a spade. Mark Griffiths got two goals.
We haven't stood still. Dan Graham has come alongside me now, and we both agreed that we needed to continue to move the club forward. It could easily get stagnant after last year. We all know what a good season it was for us, and we surprised a few, but it'd be easy to sit back, pat ourselves on the back and say, yeah, job done. But like I said, it's important we keep moving forward as a club. And as long as the players can see that the club are moving forward, then they continue to get the best out of them. We've also managed to add a couple of players to the squad. Again, local lads. We feel that's the best way to go. We think it's important that we try and get the best local lads playing for Llan Rhyadr. And I believe we have that at the moment. Conwy at home Saturday. We know it's going to be a tough game. I think everybody knows about the quality they have, especially in attacking areas. I think they lost a few good players over the summer, but Warren seems to have added a bit more quality to the squad as well now, looking at their results. So, yeah, we know it's going to be tough, but our lads are full of confidence at the moment. And we'll be ready for it. Looking forward to it, really.
But Rhyl really made up for it in their midweek game, beating Rhythin 4-2. Here's Eddie Morris-Jones after that match.
It took us a while to get going. We couldn't really adapt to the way Rhythin were playing with their energy, and the front four really putting some pressure on us. We didn't really know which way to go, keep the ball or play long. And to go 1-0 down from the run of play is frustrating from the sidelines. But like I say, the lads dug in. They didn't put their heads down, and yeah, they've earned that result and put a real good shift in for us. And it's really pleasing to see, considering last week's performance.
And in terms of the two goals scorers tonight, Son Molyneux with the first two goals before going off injured, and then Ace Hamilton getting his first two goals for Rhyl in competitive action. Good confidence boost for both strikers tonight.
Yeah, definitely, and I feel for Sam. He's been moaning about a little niggle for a few weeks now, and we thought that's what we missed, a little bit of energy in the final third on Saturday, to put pressure on the defence, the opponent's defence. And I thought, he came in and he just finds himself in the right place at the right time. He's got that goal instinct, so to get off the mark, first 25 minutes to score two, it's a real shame to have to bring him off. And Ace, he keeps plugging away and he's shown a real strong character, because sometimes with forwards, if it's not going your way, it's easy to give in and start blaming and being sort of disruptive, but he hasn't. He's been really confident in the group. He's still working really hard, and people might not see that, but he has got a lot to his game, and hopefully that continues today with the two goals.
And in terms of the overall performance, I think it was high energy performance in the second half. Players like Steve Thomas, Kai Owen, Dave McIntyre and Aaron Hassel put a shift in and got the balls played around and created probably some of the best football seen this season at Educate Group Stadium.
Yeah, definitely. We've said it to the lads, sometimes you have to earn the right to play, and Saturday we didn't. We didn't stick to the game plan and to try and create that space for us to play, and we didn't really listen to what we wanted to do. But today they have, and we've played some exceptional football in the second half when the game's opened out. Stevie Tom, up and down that wing, he just doesn't seem to stop. And Kai's gone on to a real difficult game, to be fair, because Rhythin are probably going to be one of the fittest teams in the midfield zone, especially, to come up against. He slotted in straight away and into a role that he's not really used to. So he did really well, offered us a lot. And then to get pushed out into the wide area where he's more suited, some of the crosses he put in were brilliant. And it's good knowing that Ben, for me, he's been an unsung hero since the start of the season. And when he's come in, he goes under the radar a little bit, and he's been exceptional. He's really solid, and you've got that luxury of putting him back into the back three. you know, you've got some real quality options all over the pitch, which is great to see from us.
And looking ahead to the weekend now, another away trip down to Mid Wales, Llanfair United. Again, probably what we said after the Prestatyn game, importance now moving on to the next game and don't take anything for granted.
Yeah, it's massively, you know, and that's what Saturday was. It was a wake-up call. You know, you can't not give any team in this league the respect they need. You know, they're in this league for a reason. You know, we can moan and shout all we want about the surface or this and that, but at the end of the day, both sets of teams have got to play on it. You know, yeah, we didn't get things right Saturday as a group, but we work hard together to, you know, put that right going forward. And Saturday is vital. We keep this momentum going. You know, I want this place to be feared by teams. You know, I want teams to come to Real knowing they've got a game on their hands, you know, and it's going to be difficult. And to beat us, you're going to have to be really exceptional. We're going to have to be really poor. You know, and that's what we've got to set. We've got to set the bar. That's the standard today, the second half performance.
Cheers, thanks.
Cheers, thank you.
And Llangefni's not letting anybody get away. They're keeping their pace up after a 4-0 drubbing the other week. It's two draws in the bag in the past few days. Let's listen to Chris Roberts speak after the home 2-2 draw with Buckley on Saturday.
Asked the lads for a reaction to the 4-0 loss last week, and yeah, they did that. They did react, and they put a hell of a shift in today. I thought they were, especially in the second half, I thought we were really, really good defensively. We put bodies on the line. We had a few scares towards the end, but no, I think we could have gone on to nick it as well. And what was pleasing to see off the sideline is that we wanted it. Yeah, the hunger was back. We didn't see that last week against Conway, so no, that was really pleasing to see. So a good point.
And Bangor settling in with a couple of draws as they play catch up, and Bangor will play Llangefni this Friday at 7:30, there's also games for Gilsfield against Corwen and Prestatyn against Buckley. On Saturday, the Cymru North programme looks like this. Llandudno playing Porthmadog. Delighted, I'm sure, to pick up their first points of the season over the past week. Llanfair United will play Rhyl, and Llanrider and Mochnant will play Conwy Borough. It's Penryn Cork against Gresford and Ruthin against Colwyn Bay. Dean's back next week. I'm back next week. Hopefully this will be a bit longer. All good things come in small packages. Remember that. Have a great weekend.